Hello and welcome back to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee. Today is the winter solstice 2023, and today I'm going to take you through a lovely healing meditation. So kick back, relax, grab a blanket and a cuppa, and I'll catch you after the intro. Hey, I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. Hello and welcome back. I am recording this on video format on YouTube and also for my podcast if you wanted to or prefer to just listen to the audio, because it is a meditation that I'm going to take you through. I'm just going to channel in the moment. I have no idea what is going to come through. My name is Lee. For those of you that don't know me, I'm an intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher, and you're very, very welcome. Today is the winter solstice 2023. So I thought it's been a very intense ride this year, intense few months, intense couple of weeks, and I think we could all do with a little bit of healing and a little bit of groundedness. And just to stop for a minute. Okay, so get yourself nice and comfortable, and your temperature may fluctuate, so grab a blanket, have a glass of water at hand. You might even want to pause this and get a notepad and pen. Sometimes visualizations can come through, messages can come through. So yeah, let's begin. Okay, so I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes to get as comfortable as possible. So either you can do this sitting, lying down, in the bath, walking is another, whatever feels right to you, and you can repeat it many times. And if you do fall asleep, it is a sign of very strong healing codes working through your body, so I would advise you to repeat it. But trust that all is well and all is working. So we are on the year 2023, which is a number 7 year, which is a fast paced year. It's connected to the number 7 in the tarot, which is the Chariot. And I am recording this today on the 22nd of December, which is the winter solstice, 21st, 22nd, it's in between the two. The winter solstice is otherwise known as Yule. And it is the shortest day. It's actually set just under 7 hours, which I think is very relevant with it being a number 7 year. And we have been building up to this. So for those of you that have been following me or listening to my other videos, I do encourage you to go back and listen to the last couple of December ones. In particular, I was guided to bring through a portal activation for October, November and December. So that last one, the 12-12 portal, was very powerful, and it opened up a massive doorway to prepare us for this winter solstice, and the activation is still available. I'll pop the link below. So yes, the 11-11 brought us through a union of the Kundalini masculine and feminine balance, and then this 12-12 December is very much an initiation. So it'll have been, and it will have felt, quite a challenging month for many. But trust, it is all for our highest good. It is bringing stuff up for us to look at, to heal, to go into next year, number 8 year of balance, harmony and abundance from a very even playing field. Okay, so we've got a couple of weeks left of 2023, and we have obviously the solstice at the minute, and then we have a full moon in Cancer just after Christmas, and then we also have New Year's Eve. So Christmas Day, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day are all like very powerful portal energies in themselves, and we're really closing out a massive cycle in our lives. So you could feel very frustrated, very stuck at the moment. That is very normal, and it will ease and just allow it to flow through you, which is why I am offering this meditation for anybody that feels called. So just closing your eyes and just allowing the breath to easily flow. No forcing. Becoming aware of the rise and fall of your chest, the rise and fall of your belly. Becoming aware of your body in the room. Your body on the bed or the seat or the earth, wherever you are. The water. We're going to just slow the breath down. Really allow the parasympathetic nervous system of rest and digest to kick in. You're going to breathe nice and deeply in through the nose for three. And out through the mouth for six. Slower in the in-breath and longer and slower. I just want you to visualize in your mind's eye the sun, the light. It can also be an eye. The sun is also known as the eye of Horus. It's connected to our third eye. As you breathe in, I want you to visualize this light coming in through the crown of your head. And this light is going to come into the body, into the cells, into the brain, the skin, the bones, the joints, the muscles. Just feel it very gently, like a beautiful ribbons of light coming into the body. It knows exactly where it needs to go to cleanse and to clear. It's a river of light that is calming the nervous system, I'm hearing, that is helping us to stabilize what has been a very difficult, challenging period. And on your out breath, I want you to visualize just anything that is not serving you leave your body. Visualize it leaving through the mouth on the out breath. But also visualize as this light comes into the body, you're going to bring it into the head, the brain, the face, the back of the neck, the shoulders, the heart, the arms. Visualize it moving down through the organs, down the legs, and through the chakra system, the endocrine system, nervous system. And feel it leaving through the feet. Below our feet in the earth is what's called our earth star chakra. This is our grid. I want you to visualize that now. Visualize that as a healing grid. A healing grid of light. It just needs mended. It just needs recalibrated. Reset. For those of you that are visual, just visualize this. You will notice tears in this grid. You will notice maybe bits that aren't lit up. Just visualize the light as the light moves down through the body, out into the feet. It's filling this grid of light up so that you can step into next year, step into 2024 from a very solid foundation. Fully holding yourself, being your inner mother and father. It's almost like this light that is coming in is turned into a liquid as it leaves your body and it fills this grid up beneath you, this earth star chakra. Next in breath, I want you to visualize a pyramid of light just surrounding your body, coming in at a point, creating four corners around your body, protecting you. also forming the start of your Merkaba. You should never meditate without a Merkaba. It is almost like an anchor back to your body, an anchor back to earth. I'm going to call in your guides, your angels, your loved ones, your beautiful beings of the light only, your ancestors, your animal guides, your higher soul self, to come with you on this journey. I invite you to set an intention, connecting with your heart, whatever you are calling in, whatever you are wishing to let go of, all self-sabotaging beliefs, patterns, behaviors, thoughts, situations, people. You're in a massive place of letting go of what's no longer serving us. And that is difficult. Many of us want to know what's next before we make that move. But you're being asked to trust and flow, and let go. In front of you is a massive mirror. It's like a doorway. I want you to look at yourself in this mirror. I want you to see him or her in all their light and glory and darkness, good and bad. I want you to send love to him or her, for you have been very hard on him or her. And they are simply doing the best they can with the tools they've been given. It is not easy to be on earth at this time, this time of ascension, but we all agreed to be here. We all requested to be here at this powerful time in history. Let's connect with the elements, the energy of water. Let's call them in. Water helps us to get into a flow. Water is very cleansing. Allow the water to wash away any old energy. Allow the water to ignite tears that need to flow. Emotion is just energy in motion. Stand in front of that mirror, vulnerable but true. See your true, authentic self. See your light. For the winter solstice is all about the birth of your light. That is why it's been difficult up until this moment, because in order to see the light, we had to look at the dark. We had to go into your shadows. We all have them. What's important is that you have an awareness, is that you acknowledge them. You're accountable for them. You feel them, don't bypass them, and then when you're ready, you integrate the lesson, the learning. This winter solstice is about the birth of your light, but that's also the birth of the sun. The sun is our masculine energy. Many have been operating from an imbalanced or distorted masculine energy. The world has and still is. This year has been the year of healing the masculine, the masculine within us, whether you're male or female. The masculine is your action. It is your container. It is your self-confidence, your self-belief. It is your protector. It is your voice. The feminine creates and the masculine does. Look at these two parts of you in the mirror. Look at your feminine, look at your masculine. See them working together. See them loving each other. It's almost like as you stand there, generally we are more predominantly a masculine or a feminine, and it's nothing to do with whether you're male or female. I am a more predominant feminine energy, but I have many of my friends, my girlfriends, are quite a masculine energy. So I want you to just connect with what you are. Even if you're not sure, there'll be a knowing. Just trust that. And then as you look in the mirror again, I want you to see the other. So if you're predominantly feminine, you're going to see your masculine self in front of you. If you're predominantly masculine, you're going to see your feminine self in front of you. Generally, that will be the part of us that we don't like. That we have put down, that we've put into the shadows, that we deem as weaker, as bad in some way. Now it's time to love all parts of you. And when you're ready, you're going to step into the mirror and merge as one. And you're going to keep walking. You're going to see a star in the sky, just like the three wise men. And the star represents your home. We're all made from stardust. We all come from a particular star. Simply walk and follow the star. And this is just symbolism for where you are in your life. No matter where you are or what's going on, you just follow the light. You do what feels good in any moment. Right now, there's nothing else but the star. We follow this light, we follow this star. If we stay, nothing will change. We gotta keep moving. We gotta get back into a flow. And as we are walking, suddenly things appear along the path which were not there before because we couldn't see them. This is more symbolism for where you are in your life. Things will turn up. So you're approaching a tree, and it's not just any tree. It is the Yule tree. Yule means wheel. This is the last turning of the wheel this year. This is why we have wreaths on our door. It represents the turning of this wheel. The ivy and the holly all represent protection, fertility, creation, everlasting life. Traditionally, the Yule tree in ancient times was taken into homes and was burned for 12 days, representing the 12 days of Christmas. That would be very dangerous for us to do that now, so we've created the Christmas tree. We've put lights on the Christmas tree that represents the fire, to remind us of our fire within, to remind of us our light within. So take some time after this meditation to look at your decorations, to look at the lights. Every time you look at those lights, you'd be reminded of your light within. We all have a light, it's just being dimmed, but it's never out. We're going to almost see this tree as an altar. An altar is something that you want to alter, to change. So we're going to hang stuff on this tree that represents old parts of us, or old patterns or beliefs that we're letting go of, or old relationships, just anything that you're letting go of, we've been working on this past few years, or just this past year. I want you to take a moment to, you know, put the symbolism of those things on this tree. You'll be shown the strangest of things. I'm being shown an old pair of shoes or boots to put under the tree. If you are not sure what they are, you can just visualize baubles and visualize the energy in the bauble of what you're letting go of, and pop that on the tree. And then suddenly, you look up at the top of the tree, and you didn't realise that there was a fairy on the top of the tree. And this fairy just flies down beside you, and it has a little wand, and the wand is like a match, so it's going to light the tree. You're going to set fire to this tree, and this represents setting fire to the old life, the old behaviours, the old beliefs, the old things that aren't serving you. Because we got to get rid of the old to welcome in the new. So watch this tree go up in flames. And from the day of doing this meditation, there'll be an integration period of 12 days where your body will release. So we will release it spiritually whilst doing the meditation, if you're still awake. And then your body's going to release it mentally, physically, and emotionally. This can show up as extreme tiredness, as aches and pains, as cough, cold, flu, virus, physical symptoms also. Or as just emotions, tears, frustrations, anger. That is the detoxification process. So drink plenty of water, eat grounded foods, be mindful of alcohol content. Full Moon in Cancer, I think it's the 26th or 22nd or 26th, 27th or 28th, I can't remember what date it is. It is the 26th, so Boxing Day. A personal issue reaches resolution. That's the theme in the Moonology deck. Cancer is all about the home. So watch as this fairy lights this tree, and she's doing like a swirly energy up and down the tree, and it's being transformed into a new, bigger, brighter tree that's completely blank for you to now connect with new intentions. And there is a big box of decorations beside this tree. And there are the decorations which are basically all symbols or symbolism, symbols. And you may know what you're calling in, and you can think of something that represents that and see the symbolism, see it as a decoration, put it on the tree. Or you might not be sure, and then you're seeing a symbol, you're seeing a decoration, and you're going to put that on the tree. And you might know what it is now, you might not know yet, and it will come to you when it is time. It'll just drop in. Aha moment. So take some time to decorate this new tree. This tree represents your future self, your soul self, what you're stepping into in 2024. It's big, it's powerful, it's almost quite overwhelming, but it doesn't need felt. Sometimes less is more. Some time, and don't forget the star at the top. You might even have to ask for a lift up from the fairy, or manifest, visualize a ladder. Remember, you're the alchemist. Whatever you need will appear. Our tree is decorated. We turn on the lights. This tree represents you, so these are you turning on your own lights within your body. This will show up as the chakra system that's being rebalanced, because chakra means wheel. So when you're ready, you're going to turn on the lights. You're going to see the lights representing your body. Everybody's going to be different, so the lights might all go on. There might be some bulbs that aren't working, and these are connected to certain chakras and certain organs of the body, so just replace them. Visualize yourself going into the trunk of this tree. Visualize a doorway. You're going to visualize a spiral staircase going up or going down. We're going to go down, down into the roots. You're going to pull the old roots away, which fall very, very easily, representing things that you've worked on, that you've let go of, There's one really strong root. Something that you've been working on for a very long time that you've almost given up on. It's been difficult. You're gonna pull that so hard. Pull it out at the root. You're ready to be done. You're ready to let go. You're ready to surrender. To what will be, will be. Pull it now. It's almost like an umbilical cord. And let it fall. The weight that is lifted, the freedom that you feel in an instant. This represents old cords, old ancestral patterns. There's so much. Now watch as the new roots grow. Look at the roots of this tree. They are like the lights. They're so bright now. You're going to move up through the trunk and go to the top of the tree. To the star. You're going to hold your hands out and stand like a star. It's almost like it's clicking in place with this star, with this marker bar. And this is symbolism for you returning to your home planet, your star planet of origination, whether it be Arcturus, Pleiades, Sirius. And just take a moment here to receive a download. It's like you're being charged, like recharged. You would charge a phone. Many of us have felt so depleted. So just take a moment to receive whatever you're meant to receive at this moment. Whatever is for you. Guidance, wisdom, light codes, healing, solutions. I didn't see this before, but it's reminded me of the fairy in Cinderella, fairy godmother. It's a very grandmother energy. And she wants to ask you a question. She's given you a question to ponder. If you were not afraid, what would you do? If you were not afraid, what would you do? If you were fully supported, what would you do? If time or money weren't an issue, what would you do? Connect back to your light. Connect back to your dreams. To be shown next steps. Don't focus on the end game. Don't focus on the fact that you don't have that thing or you're not doing that thing or are that person. . 2024 is a year of action. Let's start now. One step at a time. Baby steps. The winter solstice is the darkest day, the shortest day, and every day after that, your light grows. It becomes easier and easier. Ride this wave together. The fairy has reminded me of Christmas story. The ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. She wants to take you on a journey. She's going to fly with you. She's going to show you your past. She's going to show you your present. She's going to show you your future. Whatever you're meant to know. And if you're not shown anything, it will be downloaded to you via sleep. Look at the symbolism in anything that's happening around you. A lot of stuff will come through triggers or other people. Symbolism is the language of light. If you need any help, just pop a comment below. I'll do my best. Now take a minute and go on this journey as we get ready to close. I'm going to go quiet for a few minutes. It's important that you see, that you take responsibility for your own healing, your own intuitive guidance. I'm only a guide. For we are all healers. This fairy represents your soul self. She just has some important things, he or she, to show you. You don't need to necessarily understand the relevance right now. Back, say goodbye to the fairy. Let it go and join the star at the top of your tree. Let it be him or her be your guiding light as you step into this year 2024. Connect with him or her at any time. Feel yourself coming down through the tree, out through the trunk, back into your body. Back onto the earth, calling back all parts of you now, visualizing an anchor going deep into the earth. I'm just pulling a card to close for guidance. What one word are you hearing? It's good to have a word step into your ear. What is your word? Please comment below, I'd love to know. Okay. seconds, have we? The return. A new story. You decide. Alignment. It's coming together. Sorry. There's another card here that wants to come out. I'm just going to look at that as well. The Wastelands. Sorry, my throat's gone. Sustainability. Slow down. Tend to your garden. Excuse me. At the bottom is the second bloom. A second chance. It's never too late. New possibilities. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. And I wish you the most beautiful Christmas and magical New Year. Catch you soon.
If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode, and please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.